You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday, the 7th of July, 2021, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, we've got a report to get into today, a report which proves something that we've been saying for quite a while now about this massive increase of homosexual characters on children's TV and how this has led to a massive increase in people identifying as homosexual. And just as I was looking at this report today, I was thinking back to when I was a child. And when you're a child, before you go through puberty, before you become interested in the opposite sex, you don't really have that much interest in them. I mean, all your friends are of the same gender, and that's quite natural. Now, if you're then going to be bombarded with homosexual propaganda that tells you that if you like being with your own gender, you must be homosexual, these children are going to start identifying themselves as, oh, I must be homosexual because I like playing with my friends and my friends are all of the same gender as me and I'm not that interested in the other gender. I mean, it's really insidious that they would do this, and nobody is pointing that out, that when you are a child, you just hang around with people of your own gender, and that this could lead to the creation of homosexuals. I mean, when they start doing this, it's the same with the sex education. And then they said that sex education would not lead to a rise in unmarried mothers. It would not lead to a rise in pregnancies. And of course it did, because they were telling children about these things. But before, their parents thought that they should be told about these things. I mean, this is what's so good about what Hungary is doing. Hungary has said it's up to the parents when the children are taught about these things. It's not up to the state, and the state is there to carry out the parents' wishes. The parents aren't there to carry out the state's wishes. I mean, Viktor Orban has done a really brave thing in banning all this propaganda being aimed at children. The increase of LGBTQ characters and themes popping up in TV shows made for children in the last decade is not an organic development. It is the consequence of so-called queer creators pushing the LGBTQ agenda and working with major entertainment networks, writers, producers, showrunners, and directors to place sexualized themes into on-screen fare made for young audiences. Now, when you are a journalist, or when you're working for the BBC, when you're working for these companies, you're supposed to be completely unbiased. You're not supposed to be showing discrimination or prejudice, and quite clearly what's going on here is they're showing prejudice and discrimination against heterosexuals. You've got people that have been hired that are homosexual that are insisting that the content that then gets put out is also homosexual. So there's a bias there. It's not an implicit bias. It's not an unconscious bias. It's an obvious bias that they are proudly boasting about. A recent extensive report by Entertainment Insider highlights the increase of LGBTQ messaging in children's programming and explains that LGBTQ activists behind the scenes have made it happen. The rise of gender diverse representation isn't a coincidence, Insider reports. Shows created and run by queer women, trans and non-binary showrunners are largely responsible for the influx of non-binary and trans characters in kids' animation. So because there are lots of them there now in the media is now reflecting what they want to see on the media. It's reflecting the sort of things that they want to encourage the children to be. And it may be completely innocent. It may be because they felt as if they were outsiders when they were young. They didn't have role models to look up to. These are the sort of excuses that they use, and some of them may believe that, but the fact of the matter is that it affects everybody else, doesn't it? We were told, I don't know, about 10 years ago, that homosexuals made up 1% of the population. And with the younger generations, they're now making up much more than that percentage. And each one of the heterosexuals that then turns into a homosexual is a loss to the heterosexual community. So this is discriminating against the heterosexual community to increase the numbers of this homosexual community. One way activists have accomplished this is by getting around the typical merit-based hiring process and searching specifically for new staff that are members of the LGBTQ community. So this confirms something that people have always said about homosexuals, is that they will show a preference for other homosexuals. If you have a homosexual that is in the office and he's responsible for the hiring of new employees, he is going to be more likely to employ homosexual employees. And this is why when you get homosexuals in one particular area, you get lots more homosexuals in that one particular area. And it's the same criticism that gets leveled against Freemasons, that they will help out members of their own community. And it, of course, it's something that homosexuals have denied, but now it's all out in the open, and they're claiming that this is a good thing, that because somehow they were being discriminated against before, so they're just evening it up by specifically looking for people that are homosexual rather than looking for people that have the qualifications to actually do the job. Tanaka Stotts, a gender-fluid writer on Steven Universe Future, told Insider that non-binary bisexual showrunner creator Rebecca Sugar went out of the way to make sure a show was staffed by so-called inclusive standards, and that new talent was searched for on platforms like Twitter and Tumblr rather than traditional hiring avenues. So what they mean by these inclusive standards is that the show is filled with homosexuals who, really, if you're going to go by their percentage in the population, it should only really be about 1% of the people that are involved in the show. Visible queer content and multiple queer creators means no one has to feel isolated the way that I did, Sugar said. But is that reflective of reality? If homosexuals only make up 1 in 100, I mean, how many people are there involved in the show? I mean, really, homosexuals should just be 1% of the show if it has 100 people there. And yet what she has done is fill this show up with homosexuals. She says multiple queer creators, and they are creating visible queer content, which is being targeted at a majority heterosexual community, and with no thought whatsoever for whether those heterosexuals want their children to have this sort of thing promoted to them. They're basically trying to get around the fact that the parents probably don't want to talk to their children about such subjects until they're older, and what they're trying to do is get in there first with these children's cartoons. It's really dangerous, and so many parents put their children in front of the television so that they can get on and do the other things that they need to be doing. It must be very difficult for parents to prevent children from actually seeing this today. I'm surprised there hasn't been a class action, to be honest, against the people that are promoting this. I mean, some parents, you know, they used to look at the television as if it was a babysitter. And it's a completely irresponsible babysitter today. But how are you going to keep the children away from those screens? I mean, it's very difficult. One transgender showrunner, Shady Potosky, told Insider that it isn't enough for LGBTQ activists to simply get roles within the entertainment industry. They must also make sure that pro-LGBTQ content makes it into the shows. Again, so they're saying they have to be activists for their community, to promote their community. And what would happen if white people were to say, well, we want to promote shows about white people and we want to promote the white community? They would be sacked. They would be called neo-Nazis, white supremacists. They would be told that they were inciting hatred just by trying to promote ideas that are conducive to the white community. It's not just that this stuff is being promoted. It's that we aren't allowed to promote wholesome white values. We have to promote these homosexual values instead. This didn't come easy, according to Potosky, who said there were little arguments and battles and suspensions throughout the production process. I had to fight with the help of GLAAD to get the actual word pride in, instead of it being called Rainbow Parade or something, Potosky said. And of course, they've actually hijacked the word pride to give it a homosexual connotation now. They don't call it gay pride, they just call it pride, as if the only thing people can be proud of is homosexual acts. It's a complete warping of the word. And again, if you were to say, well, I would like to have a white pride parade, you would be accused of neo-Nazi, white supremacy. You must be a racist. And that is the equivalent of saying that these homosexual activists, they must hate heterosexuals. They must hate heterosexuals. That's why they're doing this. I don't think they hate heterosexuals. They're just trying to promote their community. And because they've had their actual identity taken from them, the white people, that is, they've had their racial identity taken from them and handed over to others who can be told that they are somehow part of the same nation that they are. So they don't have an identity. So they look for another identity, and they've been handed homosexualism as their identity. And it's promoted all the time. So they associate who they are with their homosexual acts. Again, which is, it's not how heterosexual people are. Heterosexual people don't identify themselves by their sexual acts. It's a very strange thing. It really shows that the homosexual mentality is very, very different to the heterosexual one. I'm not so sure that there's a sinister intent behind this. There may well be with some of them. There may be a sinister intent. And as I say, I do think that they're trying to encourage others to become homosexual. They're trying to encourage children to want to be homosexual before they, or to identify as homosexual before they even have sexual feelings, which could happen because if they're told that homosexuals are boys who like boys, I mean, a young boy is going to say, well, I like boys, or all my friends are boys. Maybe I'm a homosexual. This is the sort of confusion that is being encouraged in our children by all of this. Are the homosexuals thinking about that? Did they have any concern for the heterosexual children? Are they so stuck in what they're doing that they think it's a very positive thing? I mean, again, that's very strange, because homosexualism is associated with lots of negative outcomes, early life expectancy, lots of disease, drug use, depression, suicide, far more instances of that than you would find among the heterosexual community. So why would they wish other people to take that course of life? And of course, well, they will say, well, people are just born that way. They're just born that way. Well, if they're just born that way, then how come the number of them is increasing at the same time as the promotion of homosexualism is increasing? And there is obviously these hormone disruptors in our environment, and plastics and estrogen and all sorts of other things which are probably affecting it as well. But a large part of it has to be this promotion of it all the time, and particularly to children. GLAAD has in fact convinced Hollywood to increase the representation of the LGBTQ agenda into TV shows and networks, including Nickelodeon, PBS and Cartoon Network, who have all signed on to the effort. So again, this is being not just being pushed by the homosexuals that are in this industry, it's also being pushed by activist organizations outside the industry. So they're working together. I mean, it's in effect, it's as if you've got people in government that are part of a certain community that are trying to affect the government to do what is best for their community. And at the same time, they're being backed up by lobbying groups as well. And as if the government was just caving in. And in effect, I guess that is what we have with these groups like Stonewall over here in Britain that pressure the government and pressure schools to do the sort of things that they suggest, such as taking gender away from boys and girls at school and calling them learners and ridiculous things like that, and saying that there are hundreds of different genders. All this ideology that is being pushed in the classrooms now. And then you get the Conservative government say, well, this is rather alarming, but they're the ones that opened the door to this. They're the ones that encouraged this. They're the ones that effectively did away with the law that said that you could not promote homosexuality to children. You could not promote homosexual lifestyles to children. I mean, it was only 20 years ago, 25 years ago, when we had the same laws or similar laws, they had the same effect as the ones that they have in Russia and Hungary about not promoting this sort of thing to children. And it's not saying that they're against homosexuals. It's just saying that this is, you have to be an adult to be a homosexual, and you should not be talking about these adult things with children, with innocent children. It's putting the child first instead of putting the homosexual first and what the homosexual wants to see. As Breitbart News previously reported, a veritable tidal wave of gay representation has washed over children's TV shows, with a 222% increase in LGBTQ characters and stories between 2017 and 2019 alone. And I dare say there's been a much higher percentage increase if you look at it going back over the last 10 years. I would say it's a 1,000% increase. I mean, to think of it appearing in children's shows 20 years ago, just unbelievable. Today, it is virtually impossible to find a TV series without a gay character or an LGBTQ theme. A review of the content found a whopping 259 gay characters in cartoons and TV series aimed at children. And I guess in places like Russia and Hungary, they just don't have any Western cartoons or any Western children's TV there. It will all have an 18 certificate. And again, this isn't just this homosexualism that is being promoted. It's the transgenderism as well, is telling these children that they can actually change the gender that they are. They can change the sex that they are, feeding a fantasy which can never actually come true. It's taken advantage of children's innocence and credulousness to lie to them and tell them that they can be something that they could never be. So they go on this pathway to trying to be something that they can never be. And of course, once they become an adult, they realize that it's not actually achievable. But what they have done is ruin their body, and they can never go back. So it's not just the doctors that are putting these children on this pathway and carrying out these operations. It's the promotion of it as well that is going on in what our children are watching. Breitbart News recently reported several instances of major kids' shows now containing gay characters or storylines. Last year, Disney revealed a gay character in DuckTales who is presented as a child with two gay dads. And again, it's not physically possible to have two dads. You cannot have two fathers. You can only have one father. One sperm and one egg creates one human, So this child does not have two gay dads. May have one adopted dad, or it may be two adopted dads, but it's not actually possible for the child to have two fathers. So again, what they're doing is they're not telling the children the truth. And when you're a child, when you realize that the grown-ups are lying to you, I mean, this is very concerning for a child to discover that the grown-ups are lying. And eventually they're going to realize that, aren't they? And they're not going to be very happy. They're going to feel very insecure at that, at thinking that they were being lied to as they were a child and told that it was possible to have two fathers. In 2019, Discovery Family's My Little Pony introduced a lesbian pony couple. Again, does that happen in nature? Do you get lesbian ponies? No, you don't. You might in nature get a male mounting another male by mistake because he thinks the other male is a female, or you may get a male mounting another male to show dominance. But you certainly don't see long-term relationships being struck up like the sort that you see between birds. I mean, some birds mate for life, don't they? You don't see two males mating for life or two females mating for life in nature. And these sort of things, what can look like that, like the sexual act between two animals of the same gender, is a mistake. It's because something has gone wrong. It's not something natural, because if it was natural, then that species would die out, wouldn't it? Again, it will become obvious to these children that they've been lied to, which will make them insecure. That same year, PBS's Arthur featured a gay wedding scene in its season premiere. Now, the children may not work out that that's impossible, because most people aren't even aware that the origins of the word wedding is the consummation of the wedding. It's actually the wedding act. It's the act of marriage that makes somebody married. It's not the certificate, it's not the ring, it's not what was written down in the state. It's in actual fact the consummation of the marriage. It is the act, and then somebody is married. That's what it always was in our history. And when you saw a woman, she was either married, or she was a virgin, or she was a prostitute. That's just the way that it was. The idea that a man could marry another man, people would just think, well, that's impossible. How can they have children? They can't. Are you saying that the act that can produce a child, that the whole point of us being able to have sex is so that we can have children, are you saying that that act, that life-giving act, is the equivalent of sodomy? That's essentially what they're saying by saying that you can have a gay wedding. And of course, the only way that they could do that is by separating separating what it actually was. They slowly, a marriage became less about the consummation of the marriage, and it became more about the ceremony. And once the ceremony had been divorced from the consummation of the marriage, and once people had been taught that sex was just about pleasure and it wasn't just about having children, then they could get away with saying that homosexuals could get married, because the actual meanings of these words and the actual reason for why we have sex had been changed slowly over years, until we get to today, where the whole narrative is the opposite of the reality of the way that the world works. Last week, actress Kirstie Alley warned that children are being exposed to everything perverse on every kind of screen, and cautioned that Hollywood is conditioning society to be so open-minded that it will soon support pedophilia as just loving children. And this love is love thing has really warped things as well, because a father loves his children. There is such a thing as platonic love. And yet we are now being told that love is homosexual sex. And young children are being taught this. and their innocence could be taken advantage of, and they could be told that somebody is just loving them when in actual fact somebody is abusing them. And of course, we've been warning for a long time that pedophilia will eventually be included to this LGBTQ thing. I saw an RT report yesterday about zoophilia, and the zoophiliacs are trying to get themselves attached to LGBTQ. They want it to have a Z on the end, and they want to be included in gay pride, and they include furries in this as well. And when you look at furries, it's people that get turned on by dressing up as dogs and foxes and cartoon animals, and you think, well, where did that come from? It can only have come from these sexualized cartoons. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? And other cartoons like that with sexualized imagery that are aimed at children. And the result of it has been that you get adults that are confused about their sexuality and are turned on by cartoon characters. So they try to dress up like cartoon characters. These cartoons and what you watch as a child have a massive effect on how you turn out as an adult. And so many parents, I think, are just caught up in their own lives and caught up in working and their own struggles that, you know, they don't realize just how dangerous this stuff is. And really, we're only just finding it out now. I mean, who could have known when Who Framed Roger Rabbit came out that 20 years later or 30 years later, there would be a sexual subculture based around it called furries? I mean, you just wouldn't have been able to work that out back then. But we can see this now, and we can see that it's getting worse. But I mean, I don't know what the best advice is. Just keep your children away from the cartoons and the children's television. But just how difficult is that? I mean, it is so difficult to do. We really need to have our own people making wholesome children's media. I mean, we have our own live streams. We have our own documentaries that we make. YouTube used to be full of alternative documentaries, but I don't know if there is much on that side of things that is aimed at children. Patriotic Alternative have their homeschooling curriculum, which is obviously very good for parents that they can use, and I believe they have some children's stories up there. But it's hard work making animations. I mean, it's very time consuming. It's the sort of thing that requires a lot of investment. And we don't have that. So I do understand it must be very, very difficult for parents to shield their children from this kind of stuff. But this report basically proves what we have been saying, that when you get homosexuals in one particular area, that they will bring other homosexuals into that particular area, and they will use that area to promote homosexuality. And that is what is going on. If you want to protect your children from it, switch the television off. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.